Hi, it's LaTangela Faye on behalf of Poof, Power Over Obstacles Forever. Now, you know, I do my best to get the best on the hotline to give us their testimony as of how they have power over obstacles forever. Now, I had the privilege of meeting none other than Mr. Ronald Bubba Fletcher about a week ago. Took the field trip out to Shreveport along with my friends Dudley DeBosier, injury attorneys, and this is on behalf of Do Right for LA. So while out in Shreveport, stopped over at Huntington High, had a very amazing demonstration, and you heard a lot about choices and consequences. And afterwards, we walked inside and we had this in-depth conversation, and Mr. Ronald Bubba Fletcher commanded attention, and today we have him on the hotline to give us his testimony. How are you?
I'm excellent, ma'am. How are you?
I am great, even better now that I have you on the other end of this line. And, you know, I want you to tell us a little bit about the organization Think First.
Okay. Think First is actually a national injury prevention program set up by neurosurgeons that wanted to help prevent, you know, these brain and spinal cord injuries, traumatic injuries they seen coming into their offices, and they couldn't do anything for them. So they wanted to do something to help try to prevent it. So they set up this organization, and like I said, it's a national organization, but I actually work with the Architects chapter here in Shreveport.
Right, and I know that you're very passionate about it, and I heard you use the words choices and consequences a lot while talking to those kids, and they're sitting in auditorium. It was prom season, and you just really led a lot on the line. Tell us a little bit about your involvement and how you came about being a part with Think First.
Well, after my injury, see, I was involved in a drunk driving crash and not wearing my seatbelt. And, you know, my crash had a 5% survival rate.
Wow.
So when I woke up with that on my mind, there was automatically something on my heart to do something. Something had to come from this. There had to be a lesson learned somewhere. And I just knew I had a mission. And so while I was actually still in the rehab hospital, I started talking to my counselor there. And she actually put me in touch with Think First. And I started talking to them while I was still in the hospital. And 3 months post my actual injury, I was in front of a group of people sharing my story for the first time.
And how was that, sharing the story for the first time?
You know, I think it was actually easier then.
Yeah.
Because it was still fresh and new, you know, and I was still coping with it. And so, you know, I think that was an easier time. Plus, like I said, there's just been a calling on my heart that I knew that this was where I was supposed to be and this is what I was supposed to be doing.
Definitely. And, you know, it's like every time you tell your testimony, how you turned that test into a testimony, it's like you relive that night all over again. You know, and you told us about the choices and the consequences, but you also mentioned the fact that your best friend, the situation with that now.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, he was a really good friend, and unfortunately, he's not a friend anymore. And that was because the guilt that he felt from not stepping up and saying something to me, you know, not feeling like he was a real friend and stopping me from making the poor choices that I made, you know, even though I tried to convince him, hey, you know, this was me, I did this. You know, he still felt so much guilt that he couldn't cope with seeing me as I was now injured, you know. And so, you know, unfortunately, I changed his life that night, you know, from the poor choices I made also.
Right. But you know what? God has definitely put a calling on your life. And that's undeniable. You're thriving in your testimony. It touches so many lives. And, you know, sitting in that auditorium to see those kids' eyes light up, although they had the big demonstration out and about and they were reenacting the scene, listening to you be so transparent about what happened, how it happened, you know, and living through it and being a part of the 5%, because they said it's only a 5% success rate afterwards. But God said differently on your life. And for you to step up and acknowledge that and to take ownership and say, listen, if I can save somebody's life about distracted driving, about the choices and the consequences, and to think first, you're doing an amazing job, and we cannot thank you enough.
I appreciate it. Like you said, you know, it's a power above and beyond me that allows me to do it. There's no way I could do it on my own. I could never put myself on that stage. I could never put myself in front of hundreds or even thousands of people at a time and share that story without the strength that he gives me.
Definitely. And we are praying for continued strength. We are praying for you through it all. And, you know, it's amazing to have you on this line and for you to be on this journey. And if there's anything that we can ever do, do not hesitate to call. And you know it's an open door policy. So as things go on and you want to share your testimony, you feel like you want to give another PSA, I am here.
Any opportunity. I mean, I'm thankful for this opportunity to talk to you today. I mean, I'm grateful for each opportunity we get that, you know, even if it sounds cliche, you know, we like to reach that one person.
Yeah, definitely.
Something has to come from it.
And thank you so much. On the line is none other than Mr. Ronald Bubba Fletcher. And you can find all the details at www.poofmovement.com. Now, if you'd like to get in touch with him on behalf of Think First to have him out as a motivational speaker, the information will be posted for you. And we appreciate you so much. And you have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you, ma'am.